Continental Tires.
AFL Trade Radio.
Down at Geelong, Coons, they've lured their triple premiership playing star James Kelly back to the club as an assistant coach. So Kelly, a name all supporters know well down that way, also finished his career at Essendon, 313 games, I think, but he won flags at the Cats in 07, 09 and 2011. And he does return, almost the first one back in after the big clean out of Chris Scott's coaching team. We know that Matty Knights has gone to West Coast, Corey Enright to St Kilda, Matty Scarlett's stepping out of footy for a year, we think, and Nigel Lappin remains there for now as Steve Hocking comes in as the CEO and the man who's become known as the agent of change, Adam Cooney. And right, there's certainly been change at Geelong already this off-season.
Well, there has certainly been some action. Off-field action,
yes,
at the Cats. So, past players out, past players in. So three gone. Is that alarming? It says that maybe not everything is hunky dory.
Well, maybe just the time had come for some change, some fresh eyes, some fresh minds, and I think the new CEO coming in would probably have a bit to do with that.
Year of leisure for James Kelly. Spent the year doing not much.
Well, he was looking after his family. He's a stay-at-home dad.
Saw him.
He did quit suddenly, didn't he, in February at Essendon after a few years there to look after his little ones?
Yep, he did.
Our you kids, saw him?
Kids go to the same school.
As you?
So I'll see him at school pickup.
Is that right?
Every now and then.
So he was commuting.
Man of leisure, just cruises around in his tracksuit pants most of the day.
Is he going to have to put some other pants on, I think?
He might have to put some new cat pants on.
So has he been commuting from down there up to when he was at Essendon, obviously up to Tullamarine?
Yeah, I'm not too sure about the situation there, but I know for the last year he's been living down in Geelong. It's not that far of a drive anyway.
No.
Up the highway, put on one of your podcasts and
Interceptor. Probably better ways
freeway
to pass the time. But so with obviously the past players coming back into Geelong, I know you didn't play in the hoops, but you live down that way. Has Hock been in touch?
I might take the mids, given there's a mass exodus. They want to mix it up a little bit too, don't they? They don't want all extra long players leaving and then
but
old
when
Cats
win,
players coming back.
Isn't
in
it funny when you win all those premiers, like the Brisbane Lions alumni at the moment with McRae and Leper? Well, no, but they've been part of it. Not saying that at all. They've been part of a successful team, so it stands to reason that you often see that, don't you? When you're part of a successful organisation, you go on and fill out coaches' boxes across the competition. So we're seeing that with all the old Cats who've had a lot of success and they turn their hand to coaching and they're pretty good at it.
Yeah, they are. A couple of spots to fill. So Lingy. And who else? Maybe David Wojcicki could be go back there next year.
Could Moons maybe quit Bounce and get in the coach's box?
Yeah. Well, he did a bit of part-time coaching at the Dishies.
He did.
When he's down there, he's just used to sit back and laugh at us at training. Like,
you overlapped?
Yeah, we overlapped. Okay. We spent some time together. Had some good one-on-ones.
How was he as a development?
He was good, yeah. Oh, he was there with Scarlo.
Yep.
So it was a very Geelong flavour at that stage. Mm. So probably almost too much.
So I think the Cats will announce that very, very soon that James Kelly is going back to the club to work alongside Chris Scott, and he'll have a very, very new look coaching team down there in season 2022.